I reckon I would have been in doubt what the coal they screened. When later, you know, with the coal. And there wasn't anything said about it then that I remember. Mm-hmm. About braids. And spelling was just, I could do that just automatically almost. And then arithmetic, I call myself a perfect dumb block about that.
I see.
And one time we'd have spelling matches, you know, on Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And we'd have ciphering matches too, you know. You could cipher on the board or you could take your tablet and pencil and see who would get through first, you know, and if they had the problem correct. And I don't tell it to boast myself, but I thought I always compare that with my dumbness about arithmetic and the spelling. It was 100%. And my brother was older than I was, and he was a good speller. And there's a few more of these good spellers. And one Friday afternoon, I spelled all of them down. And some of the boys said, "Now, put the teacher up there." And he's Mr. Lester Johnson. He's still living. He lives in Lexington. He was a retired mail carrier. And he was teaching that school, and I spelled him down. So he came up to me a year or two ago, and he says, "What was that word you spelled me down?" He said, "Do you remember?" And I said, "Yes, sir, it was Cyril." He says, "Well, I knew." I said, "George is a good speller, my brother." Mm-hmm. But he says, "I knew you'd get him, you'd spell him down." And so I said, and the lady came with him. He was, he had never applied for a retired teacher's check in Decatur County Courthouse Room in 1927. And so there wasn't any record there, you know, of his teaching. And he had just seen the pupils, former pupils, you know, for evidence, I reckon you'd call it. And so he learned about where I live. He came out here. Lady Brown, he's real old then. I said, "Well, did Mr. Johnson tell me how down I was in arithmetic?" And I got the common fractions, you know.
And I see.
I didn't know, so I sulked about it and pouted a little. Now he says, "You just eat up history and geography and English." But he says, "You have to learn arithmetic too." So he laid it down low, you know, that I had it to learn. Well, he started me out, and he says, "Now, first of all, let's know what we're doing. We got the, you know, the different parts of the fraction." And he had me to get the definition of them as in the book, you know, memorize that, and where I could even spell it. And now he says, that gives you an introduction to fraction. And so I had to learn common fraction.
I see.
But non-division was my genre. That was the hardest for me to get started out in, it seemed like. And I've noticed some more pupils since then. Mm-hmm. Now, visiting our school when our children were in school, I've noticed that long division was kind of a small problem for them.
Mm-hmm. So, one question I'd like to ask you.
Yes.
When you studied history, did you refer to the war between the states in that way, or did you call it the Civil War?
Well, I believe it just depended on the textbook you had. You know.
I think,
well, most of them I think they see the Civil War.
Uh-huh.
The Civil War, I think, is what it's been mostly referred to. Of course, it was the war between the states and the most deplorable war, I think, one of them that has ever been called.
Very tragic.
Just I never could bear being once the same thing against the South.
Mm-hmm.
My father and my grandfather both were Confederate soldiers.
Both of them?
Mm-hmm. Yes, my grandfather. He had a family out on, he must have just volunteered. I don't reckon they called him out just then.